At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. It is a gorgeous Friday. Jason Mackey, Austin Bechtold in for the guys. Thanks so much for finding us. We are live from Acrisure Stadium, the UPMC Club here on the second floor for the Pitt football kickoff luncheon. And there is a very special man sitting at the table, or very strange man, I should say. I don't recognize him the way he currently looks. Adam Crowley stopped by to support his co-host. And Crowley is wearing, I've never seen you this dressed up.
Yeah, that's probably fair. That's probably fair. You should have seen the panic last night. I texted Pat Bostic, and I said, yo, what can I wear to this bad boy tomorrow? I said, is a polo okay? He's like, I don't know. I was like, oh, crap. So I texted Doran. I was like, yo, is a polo okay? And he's like, nah, you need a button-down. I have two button-downs. They're both white. They were both
really
terribly wrinkled. Yeah. Yeah. I only bust them out with the suit, but if I'm ever doing anything like business cash, and that's what this is, I got two shirts.
You have two shirts.
But I am an ironing champion.
Are you? So am I.
Yeah.
I love ironing.
I love to iron.
I love it.
There's something soothing about it. I popped in my AirPods. Sorry, Aaron Rodgers. They weren't the wired ones.
What's up with that, by the way? Has anybody asked him? I need to ask Aaron Rodgers why he keeps wearing wired headphones. It bothers me.
I'll take a shot at it. You want me to take a shot at it? Here's what I really think is going on.
Okay.
I think he thinks that he gets radio waves in his brain with the AirBuds. I really do.
I don't think that's 100% raw.
It's hard to say.
There's at least some. It sounds plausible.
There used to be a marketing campaign in Ireland for Guinness. That was Guinness is good for you. Now, you can't have 12 of them. But for a long time, people believed that. You drink a Guinness a day, you keep the doctor away.
I still don't disagree with that.
Well, and listen,
idea.
I love Guinness, but that might be like light alcoholism. My point being,
what?
There might be. No, it's fine. I mean, it's what I do. Look at me. I've turned out great. I think
he owns two shirts.
That's right. I think years down the road, we might find out that maybe he's onto something. Maybe not.
I also think there's a non-zero chance that he's like, I can't deal with the pairing. This just these things won't stay paired. It's annoying. I pick up my phone. They can't locate them.
Well, you know what's frustrating?
I don't have time for this crap. I'm Aaron Rodgers.
I'm sure you've dealt with it where you have the laptop and you're going to do something on the laptop.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah,
it
and you
got to
go back
around
and forth between that and the
oh,
phone.
Oh, it can't recognize the device. You lose it. Oh, yeah.
I see T-Bird dressed up for the occasion. And I mean that. And he's got the AirPods right there. So what are you doing? You're breaking the Steelers down? Do you have to talk Pitt? Not that you wouldn't want to, but
no, we're doing a normal show. I'm intrigued by it. I was just I was bouncing around a little bit, setting the stage
for today. I listened to the whole thing. I don't know why I asked you what you're doing. I listened the entire drive over here. I did.
No, it's a normal show. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. I don't know if I'm going to be able to fit it all. I want to talk a little Penguins. Sale of the team. I want to talk a little Bubba Chandler, little Pirates.
What did you make of him being in the – I don't want to steal your show for you.
That's
so
okay.
You punch me in the face or whatever.
I would never.
Do you like the idea of starting him off in the bullpen?
I do.
Me too.
I have no problem with it.
We might be the only two. There's Doran Dickerson. Look at him. He's got a jacket on.
I wonder how awkward it would look for you to put Doran's jacket on. I'm not suggesting that happens right now, but
it'd be the opposite.
What is your jacket size? Like 16? 18?
Thank you for that. Listen. Do you think I know what my jacket size is?
I don't know. I'm a 42 long.
Congratulations.
Saying, it's like part of adulthood. You should know what your jacket
size
is.
No, I go to Macy's. They give me the cheapest suit they got. They quote-unquote tailor it. No Italian guy is touching me, you know, and that's how that goes. And I just wear what they put on me. I look in the mirror. Does this work? It works. Okay, fine.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a hard time. You look good. How about that? Great to see you.
Doran's locked in. Oh, and he's showing me the write-up in the Pitt game book of the 38-34 Pitt victory over West Virginia last year.
No, you did miss an opportunity here, pal. Like, you could wear the shirt you're wearing. You could get away with having a WVU tie, and you could have infiltrated enemy territory.
No, I'm a pro. I'm a pro. These are our great partners here at Pitt. Although
I know, but you're allowed to be a person. You're allowed to celebrate your alma mater. If I would wear a Westminster shirt, I wouldn't expect somebody to say something.
Might go down a little bit better for Westminster. I did almost
wear... I also have numbers. Yeah.
Numbers, i.e. what? What do you mean?
Mike Annarella. Guy running.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. EJ Borghetti, proud Lawrence County native.
EJ's
my
a great
people
man.
Are all around.
I'm sure EJ's sniffing around here somewhere. No, I had I have West Virginia socks I thought about wearing, but I didn't want them to be exposed, and I'm sitting here, and yeah, people would have made fun of me, so try to avoid that. But I don't mind the Bubba Chandler thing. I really don't. He hadn't earned necessarily a promotion to start in the big leagues, but I feel like part of his struggles are, and maybe this is an optimistic take, I think part of the struggles are he was probably bored and or frustrated.
Yep.
And but so you get him up here.
You're spinning your wheels by not bringing him up here.
Right.
Based on results. You're saying, your results aren't good. We're not going to bring you up here until your results are good. But you're not going to creatively find a role for him. Creatively find a role for him. And at the same time, you're going to worry about innings, but you can control the situations that you put him in, build his confidence. He's up here with his boys. I think people that criticize him not starting games, you have never observed or been in the middle of the dynamic with Bubba Chandler, Skeens, Jared Jones, Kyle Nicklaus, Braxton Ashcraft. Like, these are all the same person, and that's a good thing.
Like, gamers.
Bubba was ticked
that
he wasn't a part of this
thing.
He deserved it. I would rather him channel that in a better way than he did.
Sure.
But I'm not going to punish him for
it. Yeah, woe, sick him, things of that nature. He needs to be up here because he's going to be part of your rotation next year, and I don't want him pitching in the bigs for the first time when you're counting on him and
exactly.
You have this big improvement next year.
And
I think we're in the minority, though.
That's all right.
And I think it's because, you know,
Screw everyone. I don't care.
Yeah, me neither. If you view this move independent of anything else, I think people would say, okay, fine, it makes sense. But, you know, Bucko Bricks and everything gets wrapped into it, right? Like, this year that has been a disaster and the Pirates don't get any benefit of the doubt, I actually think this is probably the smart move.
Yeah, I agree. All right, get out of my chair. I got a show to run here.
You going to talk to Doran? Look at this guy.
We can.
See, now
Doran looks like he has bigger and better things to worry about than
He's still reading the West Virginia part of the scoreboard.
He's probably memorizing stuff to bring up on the show. I don't blame him. If I worked with the West Virginia guy, I'd bring that up all the time.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, this train back on the tracks. Crowley's derailing us. Nah, I love talking to Crowley. Good dude. They do a fantastic job on the morning show. Just joking about that. But the Pomp and Joe Show, Jason Mackey, and for the guys, Austin Bechtold back in our Green Tree studios. Wanted to get to a little bit of Steelers conversation about the offense before Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette joined us at 11 o'clock. He'll be on the fan hotline that's presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. You can also listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. So we got into some defensive talk last segment, the Derek Harmon injury, the ripple effect. Do we worry about depth? All of the things that were said throughout the preseason, expectations placed on the Steelers defense by the Steelers. There's quite a bit of expectations on the offense. Obviously, the 41-year-old four-time NFL MVP arriving here and frankly looking pretty good throughout the preseason, at least in practices. He did not play in a game. Very odd to have that happen. I don't say it's surprising, because why would you play Aaron Rodgers? What do you need to see out of Aaron Rodgers in a preseason game? I worry a little bit about the first-team offense. I know what the numbers were last night. They weren't altogether terrible running the ball, but I don't think aesthetically you look at that and look at them having an effective rushing attack for as much as maybe you would like throughout the preseason. I thought Jaylen Warren looked a little bit slower than usual. Caleb Johnson had a couple of decent runs. Wouldn't say he had a great game. Kenny Gainwell had a longer run, negated by a penalty, and just an overall sloppy effort. That, I would say, extends across anything with the game, not just offensively, not just the first quarter, just a sloppy game overall. Steelers penalized 13 times, I believe, for 104 yards. Just atrocious. I was watching that thing at home and kept saying to my wife, I can't wait to hear Mike Tomlin after this game. I can't wait. Like, I thought his head was going to pop off. And frankly, his reaction or frustration with it was a little bit less than I was expecting. But anyway, where are we at with the Steelers offense? Is that a concern? I'm not in the camp of worrying about Mason Rudolph. I don't think the two picks he threw were particularly good. It's also preseason. I don't believe that the same way I kind of don't believe Skylar Thompson turning into, you know, a Pro Bowler with his numbers. It's the preseason. I don't think we should read too much into it. But I do think we can have sort of an honest assessment discussion of where the Steelers stand on offense. We'll do that a little bit with Ray. But Limits, are you worried about the offense at all, specifically the rushing attack? Just where do you see the Steelers offense sitting right now?
I am, Jason. And part of that is, look, I wanted the starters to play yesterday just to be able to shake off some rust. Jaylen Warren fumbling, Zach Frazier holding penalty on the first play, two penalties on the first two plays of the game. That's what preseason is for, to get that out of your system before the first game. Could you imagine if that was against the Jets and the amount of ridiculing the team would have today? It would be a disaster.
But it wasn't. It was in Charlotte in a meaningless preseason
game. And
that's
why I wanted them to play, to be able to get it out of the way. But the running game, yeah, I'm still a little concerned. Have we really seen that boost from Caleb Johnson to the running game that many people expected? Not yet. Don't want to overreact to preseason, but I haven't seen anything that has made me overly excited or overly optimistic at this point. Once the rubber has met the road with Caleb Johnson in games, it's just been, eh. His second game was good. Third game, I wanted to see a little bit more.
Scotty Miller is going to be a Pro Bowler. Limits, I don't know what the heck you're talking about. He's going to catch 90 balls. No, I'm kidding. I can't even continue the gag. That's one thing. This is a weird take on it, but it frightens me a little bit that they're going to buy into the hype with Scotty Miller. He's had a really good preseason. I don't have anything. You know, if he's on my team, I'm good with it. If he's my number four, I'm good with it. But we're sort of convincing ourselves, or at least that seems to be the narrative around the team, that Roman Wilson and Scotty Miller, they're going to be good enough. No, they're not. There are a lot of question marks surrounding Calvin Austin III right now, whether he's going to be ready for week one. And if you step back and think about this, it's the same group as last year. We talked about them being deficient at receiver. You swap out George Pickens for DK Metcalf, which absolutely upgrade. I like it. But is that enough to take the Steelers from a place of concern to a place of confidence? Not for me. They're still one guy away. And right now they're one injury away. If it happens to be DK Metcalf, I'll knock on some wood or my forehead or something. That Calvin Austin III's your number one. Roman Wilson's your number one. Scotty Miller's your two or three. That's not enough depth. The Steelers are telling us something by bringing in Gabe Davis. Gabe Davis might not be the answer. He might not be healthy, but there should be somebody out there that makes this group deeper. And I hope they're not done. I hope they're not convincing themselves that, oh, Scotty Miller caught 9 passes this preseason. He caught a 53-yarder at the end of the half against Carolina against the 9th string when somebody lost, just straight up lost him. Arthur Smith drew up a darn play in the dirt. Scotty Miller said this on TV. And they just sort of neglected to cover him. And that's nearly 33% of his preseason yards. I'm not trying to bag on Scotty Miller, but I need to see more. Robert Woods was brought in here. I thought he was going to be something that, you know, maybe challenged for targets. Now it seems like he might get cut. I like Calvin Austin. I like Calvin Austin a lot more as a number three. I don't know how I feel about a number two. I also don't know, given how far down the road we are here, whether it's even possible to get a number two. And we talked in the last segment about Cam Hayward. You're going to need, theoretically, to pay him to move some money around, unless they just absolutely say, no, we're not doing anything. I don't see that as the most likely scenario, but you only have so much money. There has to be a way to thread this needle. There has to be a way for the Steelers to get some additional receiving depth in the event of an injury. That's what I'm looking for here. I'm not worried about the sloppiness. You know, a lot of their penalties were down the liners. Like Ryan McCollum commits penalties, 3 consecutive penalties, I want to say. I mean, Frazier gets called for a hold. Freiermuth gets called for a hold. Whatever. I mean, it was a sloppy game all around. You wonder how much the officials were trying to make an example of something. I'm not going to freak out, but I don't look at the Steelers and think that they have enough receiving depth. Sometime between now and week one, I really need to see them address that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.